Just stay away from TB. How do you stay away from TB? Big tech heavy overcoats, woolen overcoats would be carriers, damp, wet. So throughout my life, anything, if I was out in the rain or something like that, we didn't have really great rain jackets, but when you came home, you certainly changed. You know what I mean? You kept away from damp clothes. Hand-me-downs, of course, was one way of getting it as well. Spit, as I discovered later, you could sometimes spit. So it does always. You don't see it now. Maybe it's because of the COVID thing. But do you remember lots of people whistling and some would be spitting as well? Remember, lots of people spit. Going back again into my father's time, they had a thing called a spittoon, I think it was called, and it was down. The Anchor Pub and all that kind of stuff. They had one down there, and it was a bit up by the fire. So when they were drinking, now maybe they were doing the snuff or whatever they're chewing back or something like that, but they would have spit into the spittoon, inside in the pub, you know what I mean? So those things would have definitely have, there's no question about that. Actually, I didn't even think of that there now, but like lots of people spit into the spittoon, and spit was the big carrier, you know what I mean? So that is a very, very good possibility where my dad picked up the TB initially, because he's been quite a lot of times in the pubs and that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? But you don't see much of the spits now, spit going out now, but it was definitely around at the time. And people spit through their teeth and all that kind of stuff.